Hello. I now call to order our reconvened meeting of the Metro WMATA Board of Directors. The date is December the 17th, 2009. It is now 2:15. We have completed our executive session, and we wish to reconvene in order to receive a full report on the recommendations and actions by the general manager relating to the FY10, not next year, but this fiscal year budget challenge. We limited our discussion in executive session to only those issues relating to personnel impacts, and we agreed immediately upon convening an executive session that we would return to this discussion at the open board meeting. Let me say that there were other matters before the board on executive session having nothing to do with this budget, which we did have to discuss. So we will now proceed to a discussion with the general manager. I want to announce that this board will reconvene on January the 7th at 10 a.m. to take any action that may or may not be required as a result of these recommendations. So today, let me be clear, what we're going to do is receive the report of the general manager on these very important issues, have some discussion within the board and the general manager on steps that may be deemed appropriate and necessary, but then we will come back on January the 7th for a full board, a special board meeting to discuss these issues. Am I right in what I have recounted, board members? Is that correct? Okay, good. Mr. Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. According to our latest financial projections for 2010, our budget gap is projected to be $40 million rather than the $23 that we forecasted earlier this year. As a result of that, and looking at the ridership decline and our projected decline moving forward, I recommend that we take actions to close this gap to ensure that we have the proper service levels that we can afford to operate. There are certain administrative actions that I will take internally within the organization of vacancies of positions and other reductions throughout our administrative departments to reduce our expenditures in the upcoming year. However, based upon the numbers and the estimates that we've done thus far, I do not believe that that will completely close the gap. And as a result, I'm going to recommend some adjustments to both bus and rail services, which do not reach the threshold of a public hearing because they will not be the elimination of bus routes, but adjustments to bus services. To ensure that we get input from the public, as well as to go through the details of the recommendations, I have requested and you have approved that we have a special board meeting on January the 7th to discuss the options and the alternatives. And I will be fine-tuning in the next day or two the details of those recommendations and making those detailed recommendations public. If you wish to go over some of the details, but
I think it would be fitting and instructive for you to do so.
Again, we have an estimated of a $40 million budget deficit for the remainder of this year, revenues coming in below what our projections are. Our recommendations to close this gap, we expect to recover $6 million from insurance recovery from the Red Line accident. We were also looking at the work that we have been doing in the maintenance of our vehicles, buses and rail cars, that we capitalize the parts that we're using on special campaigns, and that's approximately $12 million. So it isn't, it's a shifting of operating expenses to capital expenses. We've already identified $2.2 million in departmental reductions, administrative vacancies, and the delay in hiring of certain personnel within our administrative staff. We recommend that we alter the hours of the customer call center on holidays, as well as to reduce the hours on weekdays to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Fridays, and from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on weekends, which again saves approximately $200,000. The bus and rail reductions that we recommend for the remainder of the year will save approximately $4 million. So as I mentioned, we're not talking about significant reductions. We're talking about headway adjustments, line segment adjustments, those type of actions. Should we find that as we get towards the end of the year that, again, it is the $40 million, there's $5.6 million in the reserve balance that we would utilize to help close the gap, and the other is $10 million of preventative maintenance, which equals $40.1 million.
Mr. Cato, let me first ask, to what extent is this, I mean, you had told us a few weeks ago that there was a $23 million challenge in terms of the FY10 budget. Now you have increased that to $17 million, by an additional $17 million to about $40 million. How much of that increase is attributable to new projections in terms of lost revenue?
All of it is attributed to the new projections on lost revenues. This is not an expenditure increase. This is a revenue reduction, the revenue side of the house that's impacting our budget.
Are you able to say at this point how much of it is attributable to bus? How much is it attributable to rail?
Yes, we do have that breakdown, Caucus.
Most of the reduction is attributed to rail, since that's our predominantly service that provides most of the contribution of revenue. And there are some erosion in the bus side as well. We can provide that information in detail to you. I don't have it with me.
And finally,
can I have a clarification on that answer to your question?
And finally, and then we'll have Mr. Zimmerman. To what do you attribute this reduction in rail and bus revenue?
There are several factors. One is we estimated an increase of several percentage points in our ridership for FY10, I believe a 3% increase, and we have not experienced that increase. In fact, in some areas we've had a reduction in ridership both on the bus and on the rail side. That's really the factors, is a reduction. We overestimated the ridership for this year, as well as an actual reduction in ridership.
But the source of this, may I assume, is the downturn in the economy and the fact that people are riding less, perhaps because there are fewer jobs. I mean, is that what we're concluding here?
Yes. In fact, there's been a 6%, as I look at the numbers here, lower than expected ridership for Metro Rail, which means really it's a 3% reduction from the prior year, and 10% lower for Metro Bus, and people are taking shorter trips. And when we look at the overall numbers in this region and the impact of job loss and the economic downturn, that is our belief. And the reason that we believe that locally is because of models that we've run, but it's also confirmed in looking across the country that there has been a decline of transit ridership nationally based upon the economy.
Thank you. Mr. Zimmerman?
First, just a clarification. Ms. Kissel said that more of the fall is on the rail side. That means more of the impact on the revenue is on the rail retail side.
Yes, and I do have those numbers.
But the point I just want to be clear on was the fall off on bus ridership has actually been greater than the fall off on ridership.
You're
on the rail side.
You're correct.
But the revenue impact is bigger on the rail side.
That's correct.
Right.
And to give you the numbers, just our latest forecast is indicating that the erosion is in rail about 5% down decline, and that's about $25 million. And the erosion in bus, as you correctly stated, is down about 9%. It's a smaller contribution to revenue at about $10 million.
Okay. Somewhat related to that is the question of the composition of trips, and something you've observed in recent meetings is that the average trip length has changed, and that's one of the things that figures into your estimate, so that's why that's significant. But we don't really know what that means. Perhaps you have given it thought, but I don't know. But it sounds, when you say people are taking shorter trips, what we really mean is the trips we're selling happen to be shorter trips.
That's correct.
We don't know if that means people are taking shorter trips or the people who are taking more trips are the ones with shorter trips and some of the longer riders aren't riding, which could be significant in trying to look forward and project what's going to happen. I mean, we sort of need to know the reason for this. We can understand people not having work, not riding as much, or not riding for some other reason. But if we're actually seeing a change in the proportion, then is it just that we disproportionately lost people who take long trips? Are they being replaced in some ways? Is there something else that's going on? And I wouldn't necessarily expect you to know that now, but it seems to me that's an important area of analysis for the reliability of our projection for future revenues.
And you're correct. I mean, we've looked at it just from a static point of view. When we reported out last month, it just looked at the distance of the trip. But more analysis needs to be done so that we can understand what's actually impacting that and why. So.
Mr. Chairman, I recognize that we'll be coming back in 3 weeks to actually take this up and act on it, but I'd just like to put a couple of questions out on the table now so that they can be addressed. Although there will be much interest on the service implications, the service changes that are proposed here are less than 10% of the total. The biggest impact appears to be on the capital side in two areas, preventative maintenance and parts capitalization for parts that extend the useful life of assets. Those, I think, are fairly significant items just because of their magnitude, but also because of what they sound like they might be, particularly given the things we're concerned about right now. So I would expect that we're going to get a very full discussion of that and hopefully information in advance that explains why those are things that would be okay to do now, whether they're narrowly targeted enough that they won't have an adverse impact in any short time frame, and whether they're the sort of thing that you would say, well, we can put that off for 12 months or 24 months, but we will have to put it back, and we identify it as something like that, because that is the bulk of the savings proposed here. And I think we're going to need to have to understand pretty well what the implications of that are before we take such action. I also hope that all this information will be released to the public. I see no reason why, Mr. Chairman, the memo that we received shouldn't go out to the public along with these tables. Again, people, the only problem with the tables is everyone's going to focus on the bus and rail issue, which is understandable, but there's a whole lot that isn't on these tables that will need to be in other tables that we don't have yet that explains where the significant reductions are coming from. Finally, one of the things I would also like to have some discussion of, it's noted in this memo from the general manager that he has certain authority to make reductions on the bus side, but that he doesn't have on the rail side. That's an historical anomaly here. It goes back, I believe, from the very beginning in the way in which the agency started and the way in which the bus operation came into the agency long after it was created while the rail system was under construction. But it is one of those things that is a leftover that kind of underscores how the bus has always been the poor stepchild of the organization. So the board didn't have to be bothered with cuts to the bus side. But if you touch anything on the rail side, you need a board action. I would like, when we come back next month, to have provided for the board, in advance of that meeting, hopefully, the actual policies that are relevant here that provide that authority, because I'd like the board to consider whether they are still appropriate at this point in our history. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Mrs. Hutchins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. General Manager, as we come back on in January, I recognize the revenue piece is not as significant on the services, but because we're not required a public hearing, that we are given as much detail as possible as to the impact on the users for both the closing of station areas at different times and the headway changes that will be impacted. And it would be interesting to know who and how people are being impacted by those changes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Benjamin?
First of all, I just wanted to check my math. I believe we're looking at a $40 million reduction in revenue compared to budget, right?
That's correct.
And I thought I heard you say $25 million, and that reduction was in rail and 10 in bus, and the other five is?
Actually, the other five is there's offsetting puts and takes on some areas. The biggest one actually is in the amount of interest that we had booked for FY 2010. We had not anticipated the loss in the economy, and as a result, that was really a $3 million change. The other offsetting area is in parking, which we had discussed at last committee meeting.
Thank you. I do want to pick up on one of the issues that Mr. Zimmerman has raised, and it's one that's very significant in my mind, and that is you are proposing $22 million in diversion of funds from capital to operating. In my mind, once you do that, you don't get it back, which means you really have to look at that over 10 years and say that's $220 million. Your basic budget proposal for 2011 says that there's another $30 million you'd like to do in the same way. So in my mind, we're talking $500 million that would disappear from our capital program. When you come back to us, would you please show us what it is in your capital program you're not going to do over all of these years? And don't tell us that you're just going to borrow the money, because all that does is mortgage future years. So I'd like to see what it is that doesn't get done with this 22 and with the other 30 going forward for whatever years there are, and what our program looks like. Finally, relating to some of the comments others have made, there's at least one rail service change here that you're looking at that you might imagine I'd be quite concerned about, and it has to do with the red line on the Shady Grove side. I do think that you could probably save even more money and have less impact on riders if you did it a little differently, so I would like to talk to you about it before you move forward on this one, at least in terms of discussion. And along the line of what Ms. Hudgens said, you talked about broad things that might happen in bus. I hope that when you come back to us, you'll make clear whether that's all bus lines or some bus lines, and if so, what is really being affected? Which routes, which lines, or if it's everything, give us some examples so we have some idea as to how to talk to the people who are being affected, and they'll know what's going on there.
Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Mr. Cato?
If I may, the reality is we have, you know, less revenues coming in. And we will bring to you the recommendations that I have, as well as other options for the board to take. And in looking at the capital plan, I just want to make sure that there's no confusion from a public standpoint. I understand the discussion. If you rolled it over for 10 years of a $50 million reduction, that's $500 million. But there's no plan to take $500 million out of the capital budget. I just want to make sure that there's no confusion on the part of the public on that.
Well, then I think that's a laudable thing. I'd like to see what your plan is to replace those funds in operating in 2011 or 2012.
I will.
Further discussion? Well, Mr. Kidder, we thank you very much for this. Let me just close by emphasizing that for those who are interested in this issue, and I hope everyone is that there's a whole lot here that the general manager has the authority to implement on his own. And there's a great urgency of time here, because with every passing day, with every passing week, there are funds that will be lost if we don't act. And so, Mr. Cato, while we appreciate you consulting, and you're very, I think you're to be commended for consulting with the board on these issues, the fact of the matter is that you have the ability to act on some, nearly all of these. And the rail issues are issues that by policy we need to approve. But I, as one member of this board, I would encourage you to act in the areas where you can act. I don't know whether there's anything you wish to say about personnel issues before we conclude this discussion.
No, I think, no, there is no other discussions. I would like to go through again and finalize this and get this out to the press right. as soon as possible so they can see the various impacts that are proposed, and I will move ahead with the actions that I am authorized to take and prior to the meeting on January 7th, and then we can have discussions on the service-related issues.
Great. Okay. There being no further discussion, I now adjourn this meeting of the Board of Directors of Metro WMATA. It is 2:35 on the same day we started. Thank you.
This is unusual.